Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. This episode is the combination of everything I've been feeling over the past few months, and it is the third episode in a 3 to 4 part series, if you will, describing all things summer strategy. And boy, am I excited for this one. So if you've been listening, episode 38 was essentially a teaser episode for all things summer strategy and how I plan to crush it and how I do crush it every summer and why I do some specific things to keep me super focused and continue on the momentum of building and scaling, even while enjoying the summer months, the lazy summer months of summer, if you will. I'm anti-lazy. I mean, I have some lazy tendencies, but in order for me not to get sucked in, because I'm not rich, I'm not a billionaire and I have yet to win the lottery or buy the tickets, but I'm just saying, I have to do some things to really keep me focused on moving my business and my brand and my goals forward. Episode 38 was essentially opening up the conversation, telling you where I've been mentally, emotionally, after the high of launching the book, it going bestseller, and some clients that have come in and me ultimately kind of tapping into that upper limit problem that we seem to have. And I wanted to make sure that it didn't consume my summer. And the craziest thing is it started in the morning one day, lasted for like an hour or so, and then I just refused to let it set in. Almost like a stain in my shirt, if you will. I got out my spiritual stain stick and I refuse to allow it to set in. I know it's there. I couldn't stop it from creeping in, but I can stop it from staying. And that's exactly what I did. I started reading the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, which really helped. I started to lean into my own summer strategy that I know has worked for years. I've been preaching it forever. I will talk about it to anyone who will listen. I start talking about it a few months into the spring, and I wanted to do a 3-part episode for you guys to not only get you in the mode of not having to give up or go hard, but you could do both this summer. You can be super successful and build momentum forward in your life and business while still catching some rays and enjoying poolside, whatever your summer plans are. I put a post on LinkedIn. You heard me talk about this a couple episodes ago, and I asked everyone what their summer strategy was like. The three options were chill and pull back, same as always, or double down and go with a little bicep flex emoji. Most people picked double down, but it ended up being half and half, where double down and go was about 44%, and the other two combined were the remainder, the 56%, chill and pull back and the same as always. So about half of the people who voted, which is nowhere near the amount of people in my network, so it's just the people who voted, had said they were probably going to chill and pull back or remain the same, kind of slow and steady wins the race kind of thing. And listen, I can respect that. I totally can. I am of the double down and go hard school of thought because I know when you zig, I'm zagging, right? When you're zagging, I'm zigging because I don't want to go with the crowd. I want to lead the trends. I want to be the first to do X. I was one of the early adopters of LinkedIn back in 2007. And I have been going hard on the platform for that long. Do the math. It's 2024. It's been a minute. And everybody comes in and they come and hop. But I have seen LinkedIn trainers come and go like hotcakes, right? They come in hot. It's the big trend right now. Everyone's doing LinkedIn. Everybody thinks they're a LinkedIn coach. They've got their strategy, but it's really just a bite off of somebody else's strategy. I have been connected to the people at LinkedIn that work on the product. They're called the product team. I've been working with them forever, and I'm super excited to be able to share some of the things that I learned from them or that we're piloting or that's coming up. I can't give all the secrets away, of course. However, I have been slow and steady or go hard every season on LinkedIn, in personal branding since I've started. Of course, I've been coaching forever too. However, there is something about my business strategy that seems to really kick it into overdrive, and that is doing what they are not doing, whoever they are, right? They could be my competition. They could be other LinkedIn strategists. They could be other just businesses in general. For you, it could be other job seekers, other people in your office who are looking for promotions. You're both vying for that corner office, whatever it may be. I put out a book before a lot of the people that I know have on LinkedIn. So to me, I got to do what they're not. And to me, it's not repeating the same thing. It is not only doing what they're not, and this is what, so I'm not even going to get into the book, but most of you have gotten it by now or have read it. If not, it's on Amazon, Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. Please check it out. Read it. Give a 5-star review. Send me a selfie with it. I'll put you in my collage and get you on LinkedIn soon. But with the book, everybody who has written a LinkedIn book has been very detailed about how to write your profile, what to put in what section, how to outlast the, or how to hack the algorithm. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the same exact thing that everybody else is doing. So I made sure that my book would last. Tried and true. I saw an opening in the LinkedIn market, if you will, and to really help people outlast the algorithm. That is my goal. And so I like to do what everybody else is not doing. Right now, people are chilling, right? The poll results are in. Most people are either staying the same or scaling back. Nope, not me and not you, because you got shit on your plate that you need to get off it. You've got goals you need to achieve. You set a massive goal for yourself either in the beginning of the year or 3 freaking years ago. You know, it's still on your vision board, still collecting dust. I only roll with high achieving people who are moving their life forward, who are expanding. My yard for the year is expand, and I hope you feel it because I know I do as well. So I'm getting on more stages. I'm coaching more people. I'm connecting with more people. And I want to help you do the same and not give up on your goal, not to lose momentum, not to take the foot off the gas, because summer does not mean just sit by the pool and do nothing. It also doesn't mean you have to go balls to the wall, if you will, and go crazy and not enjoy your summer. You get to do both. I am an and girl. I am doing it. I'm chilling and I'm going hard. And I wanted to give you 3 strategies of how I'm doing that. In episode 39, I told you my first strategy. It was to obviously create the strategy for yourself based on revisiting your original goals that you have for yourself and assessing where you are today based on when you set that goal for yourself. It's been 6 months, right? If we're doing like the January kind of goal, well, then it's been 6 months. Where are you? Are you close to it? Are you far away? Listen to that episode, episode number 39, to be able to hear everything I've got to say about devising the plan and calling in the big guns, which would be a coach if necessary. And let's be honest, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. It actually gets you there faster and gets you further and typically in more time and more results because you're laser focused, because coaches can see what you cannot. I'm one of those coaches. Feel free to reach out to me anywhere you follow me on socials. We'll set up a summer strategy session. It's a huge offer that I give out every single summer to help you set yourself up for a magical, productive, and successful summer, but really go bonkers in the fall because your calendar will be booked. You'll already be in line for that promotion. You already have your book strategy laid out. You already have the tech for your podcast. Whatever your goals may be, I say we set them up now. Why wait, right? So The first thing is to revisit and adjust and revise if need be. So it's all about the actual strategy itself and where you are now based on where you were 6 months ago. The second thing was to increase visibility, right? Network, network, network. Live on LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever. And this can be fun. You can do this by the pool. I didn't even say this in episode number 40. You could do this step by the pool. You could do this while having cocktails with your girls. Like, you can do this in between reading books or on the plane if you're traveling with your family while the kids are in the pool and you're sunbathing. Whatever your fun summer plan is, let's multitask, if you will. And if you want to just veg out and do nothing, that's cool. But there is a time and a place to veg out and do nothing. But for me, it's just always sweeter and more relaxing when I feel accomplished. So this is why I take my cell phone with me, hop on LinkedIn, hop on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you are, wherever you connect with people, and spend some time connecting. Network with people, connect with some new people, engage in their content, get your face in front of whoever makes decisions. If you're an employee, get your face in front of potential hires. If you're a hiring manager or in human resources, get your face in front of people who could be your clients, no matter what industry you're in. You can get access to people. They may not be buying today, but let's be honest, they're still buying, right? It's summer doesn't slow everything down. But it does slow down some things. So just get in front of them, right? So that way, when they are ready, it's you they go to. So I double down and increase my visibility by means of networking, connecting, and my marketing strategy. The third thing I want to talk to you today about, and it's going to be all about the woo, because you know me, the woo is the glue, and that may be a whole separate episode, but I am obsessed with this concept of expecting amazing things to come my way, expecting them. That's my number three of these three things that I do to help me stay focused and move forward in the summer while still enjoying myself. The third thing is to expect amazing things to happen. Listen, if we're going to just like chill and watch Netflix or do nothing and expect, I mean, okay, like that's cool. You got some confidence. I can see that. But if you are still putting in the work, even if it's, you know, not as aggressive as you would a different season, but you're still putting in the work, you can expect results from that. And to ensure that things are going to happen with the results that you want and the effort you're putting in, having this sense of ownership in the expectation, if you will, is so valuable. So owning our expectations is a key strategy of mine, no matter what my goals are. When I was writing the book, I expected that book to be done. I knew that book was gonna get completed at some point. When I just told you, I think recently I released about 26 pounds or so. I expected the scale to move. I expected to see an ab. I mean, just the one. Maybe two. I'm not expecting a second one. I'm happy with the line I'm getting. But whatever you want out of life, career, business, brand, whatever you got going on, you have to expect that it's going to come to you, because then you start to vibrate. Your body starts to be at that frequency to match the result, right? I expect to win the lottery and I've yet to win it. But for some reason, there's something in me that is expecting massive amount of money. And I think it's because I'm just going to earn it, right? Like, I may not win the lottery, but either way, I expect massive amounts of money so I can make a massive amount of impact in my life and business and of the people I work with and the people that follow me and that I have access to. I am here to reach my calling on massive levels, if you will, and I'm going to need the money to do that. So I expect money to come to me. I expect to be healthy, right? So, but I can't just sit on the couch and expect to be healthy while eating Cheez-Its. I just can't do it. It's not going to happen. So the expectation has to be coupled with a few things. And here is how I set myself up to have positive expectations while still taking ownership of the results and the action. One, I remind myself of times that I had complete confidence and certainty in something and it worked out. So the book, for example, I had complete certainty that it was going to happen. I didn't at first. It actually took a friend of mine, Marcella, love you, girl. It took her to tell me that the book is already written. It's already written, girl. It's in somewhere in a alternate universe or in a different dimension or in the future. And you know, I love to time travel. Like, the book has already been written. It's a bestseller. And I'm like, oh, that's a valid friggin' point right there. So whatever your goal is, sit down and say to yourself, it's done. And expect that it will get done. Now, you can't just say it's done and do nothing. All right. So that's the caveat, right? You have to expect that it'll get done, create the strategy, call in the big dogs, get some visibility, call in who you need. Like, you need to do the work, right? You need to do max effort, which is what I call number two of this, how I set myself up for positive expectations. One is to remind myself of the times I had complete confidence and certainty in something and it happened. So if you can compile a small list of things you expected to happen and it happened on the positive side, let's not go with the negative. Let's just only focus on positive here. I expect to lose weight because I'm doing this, this, and this. I expect to write this book because I'm doing this, this, and this. I expect it to go bestseller because I have a tremendous support system behind me who is going to buy the book, who's going to give me 5-star reviews on Amazon, and who's going to tell their friends about it. Like, I expect amazing things to happen because I am moving towards that happening. I'm clearing space to allow room for that to happen. I'm taking max effort, which is the next thing, is to max effort. What are the things you're doing? You can't do minimum effort and expect maximum results. You just can't do it. It's a conflict of energy, if you will, to expect massive things, but do minimum effort, right? Although, listen, there's always, someone's going to come at me in the comments or in my DMs and say, I did nothing and I manifested this rich man and this beautiful house mansion. And I'm going to say, I'm call bullshit on that. I actually have an episode where I call bullshit on that. It's about vision boarding. But you know where I'm coming from. You can't expect maximum results. You can't expect your highest self to step up and provide you the answers and the solutions and the strategy if you today are giving minimum effort. So max effort, my friend. And then the third thing I do, and this is so important, is to praise on it. Now, you may be thinking, wait, does she mean pray on it? Yeah, of course I want you to pray on it, but I actually want you to take that a step further and praise on it, if you will. For me, I'm praising Jesus. I'm thanking him for giving me everything I am looking to call in. Thank you for bringing me the right clients. Thank you for getting this podcast into the ear of the person listening, because obviously she needs it today. Thank you for bringing in all the resources that I may need. I'm praising Jesus and thanking him for it to already come in, right? I expect it to come in and now I'm thanking him as if it already happened. For you, whoever you pray to, whoever you talk to, that's your highest self, that's a higher version of you, that's outside of yourself, energy, source, spirit, universe, I don't care what you call it. Just have it and praise it every single day, because, I mean, the light obviously is where it's at, right? So if there is something that you know is outside of you that's giving you life, that's giving you energy, that's helping you move this forward, I often thank my brothers. My brothers are in heaven moving mountains for me here on earth. And I often, when I pray, I praise Jesus. I thank my brothers. I thank everybody up there who's gone before me, ancestors, friends and family who have gone before me, who are aligning the stars, if you will, in order for this stuff to work out. I'm also praising people here on earth too, right? Like, I'm thanking my coaches. Jess, I love you, girl. I wouldn't be where I am without you. Absolutely adore you. My biz besties, every single one of you. I wrote about them in the book. I love them all. I would be nowhere without my biz besties, my accountability partners, my mastermind girls, even my clients. Guys, without you who have been my clients, I wouldn't be where I am either, because every time you level up, you level me up and it gives me something else to give to the next person. And then you level up the next person, your client, you do more, you sell more, you achieve more. And it's amazing. The ripple effect is what I'm here for, right? So episode number 41, this one is all about expecting amazing things to come true. I set myself up by reminding myself of all the times I had complete confidence and certainty in something happening, and it did happen. I give max effort at every angle. Now, I didn't say max effort all day, every day. Take your breaks. Enjoy your summer. Have some fun. Have a cocktail. Sit by the pool. Play with the kids. But find time to carve out where you're giving max effort toward your goals. And then praise on it often. Give gratitude. Give thanks out loud, on paper, to people, to God. Praise every single thing as if it already happened, because when we speak as if it already happened, we start to change our state to believe it's already here. And when we act as if, it comes faster. It's collapsing time. It's making things happen faster. You're calling in the right people, the right resources, getting access to things that you may not have access to before. So if you want your summer to be the best summer ever, productive-wise, hitting your goals, whatever it is, I want to be a part of that strategy. Reach out to me on Instagram or LinkedIn. Shoot me a DM. You can just say the word strategy and I know what you're talking about. I'll send you a calendar link. We'll have a quick conversation and we'll decide if you wanted to go headfirst into my summer strategy sessions. It is 90 minutes. It is $500. I haven't given the price yet, but today I am. It's $500 today in 2024, summer of 24. It's the price that I do my 1 hour strategy sessions are $500, but I've extended them over the summer, same price at a time, 90 minutes, $500. You cannot go wrong. We're going to dive into everything. We're going to dive into your strategy. We're going to talk about calling in the right people, the resources. We're going to time block if you need to. We're going to work on your mindset, your limiting beliefs. We're going to get you visible. We're going to line you up with content. If that's what you need, we'll work on LinkedIn, personal branding, life, business, promotions, career, whatever your goals are. We're going to pick one or a few if they're small, and we're going to get you aligned in your action for the summer to achieve those goals and to be one step closer by the end of the year or sooner. I mean, depending on what your goals are, really. If it's to level up on LinkedIn, we could do that in a day. That's a whole different strategy, right? So whatever your goals are, I'm here for you. Let me support you. It's a one and done strategy session. And then, of course, there's an option to up level it to Voxer support and such, but that's something we can talk about. But seriously, it can be a one and done and you'll be set for the summer. You'll feel like a rock star. You'll know exactly where you're going, what you need to do to get there. And I'll be here to support you the whole time. Friends, thank you so much for listening to this summer series. It has been such a joy recording this and coming up with pretty much like sharing what I do for my summer strategy. These are the three things that I do to stay focused and continue to move forward while still enjoying my summer. I create the strategy and call in the big dogs if I need to. Sorry, my dog just walked in. This is real life, people. I record it in real time. I go hard visibility. So I create the strategy, call in the big dogs coaching wise if I need to. I network like crazy, get super visible, and then I expect amazing things to come my way. This has been episode 3 of a 3-part series. If you're just listening to this one, you're going to want to go back to episode 38 to really get the full feel of what's happening here. And then I dive into the strategy, episode 39, 40, and then this one, of course, you're here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Frickett, and I want to help you continue to own your awesome, no matter what that looks like. Let's figure it out. Let's get you moving forward. And until then, keep being awesome.